CBS News, 120,000 coal miners are now officially on strike.
Well, I'm going to stay out 2 to 3 or 4 months to get it settled.
Charles Dantzler, a coal miner in New Salem, Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Kilpatrick reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Contract negotiations recessed 2 hours ago in Washington with no solution. Union and industry officials say they are disappointed with the discussions. Bargaining resumes Tuesday morning, but the miners will be out at least 2 weeks, if not more, since it would take that long to ratify a new contract. Miners around the country have varying opinions on the strike. Ernest Ennedy in Portage, Pennsylvania, views medical insurance as the key factor.
One big issue that I think is that we should have is a sick benefit. A guy could go out and get hurt in an automobile, fall off a house. He gets nothing, absolutely nothing. He can't sign up. He don't draw a cent. And then I think this is one of the real big issues. And I think if at all possible, and if it's just on this one issue, I think the United Mine Workers should not even go back.
Coal miner Ernest Ennedy. Many miners fear the strike, knowing it will be an economic hardship.
More particularly on the suppliers to the automobile companies, I think there'll be a very quick impact. And anything that stretches much beyond 2 weeks will obviously begin to have a rippling effect.
Leonard Woodcock, president of the United Auto Workers Union. More CBS News after this.
Time Magazine.
What's in it for you this week?
Cover story.
The Democratic sweep.
Now the morning after.
Last week, the Democrats scored their greatest midterm election triumph since 1958.
But as one prominent Democrat put it, the heat's on us now.
What are the challenges and who will face them?
Time puts it all in perspective with an analysis of Republican disasters in the state election.
The new gubernatorial scoreboard.
The impressive freshman class in the Senate.
The new faces and new strains in the House.
And the record-breaking number of women elected to political office.
In Time's essay this week, some steps to stop oil blackmail.
Energy conservation is possible, practical, and essential.
And Time catalogs some of the best means at hand for getting oil prices back to normal.
In the world, a shocking report by a former missionary and part-time correspondent for Time who was kidnapped, imprisoned, and tortured by the Brazilian military police.
In show business, Duke and Sister Kate, an offbeat, off-camera look at John Wayne and Katharine Hepburn as they wrap up their first picture together.
This is Time this week.
Each week, throughout the world, more people get their news from Time than from any other single source.
U.S. clothing workers angry over imports that they say can threaten their jobs took to the streets Monday. Betty Ann Bowser reports.
The American garment industry has hit hard times because many of the clothes we wear aren't made in the United States anymore. They are sewn by non-union labor in foreign countries with which the United States has practically no import quota agreements. The demonstrators demanded the government do something to control the flood of imported foreign garments. In Washington, Commerce Department officials are trying to get stricter import agreements, but those take time. And Howard Samuels, vice president of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America, says agreements with a number of countries are needed soon.
We hope in the light of current conditions of realistic renegotiations. We have them with about 6 countries. We would need them probably with another 24 in order to provide effective relief for our industry and prevent any further unemployment.
Samuels also said agreements with the remaining nations must be firmed up in no more than 8 months, or the American garment industry could lose out to foreign competition for good. Betty Ann Bowser, CBS News, New York.
The Ford administration has signed a tentative agreement giving the special Watergate prosecutor ready access to tapes and papers left by former President Nixon. The new arrangement amounts to a repudiation of an earlier agreement giving Mr. Nixon custody of the material. The new arrangement would also prohibit delivery of any of the documents or tapes to former President Nixon until the prosecutor has satisfied they are not needed in his investigation. The effort to lift the economic and political blockade imposed on Cuba appears on the verge of collapse. Delegates to the OAS meeting in Ecuador are suggesting a formal recess until sometime in the future. More after this.
Hi, I'm Art Linkletter. When my children were growing up, I remember we did lots of things together. I particularly remember the games we played. Many were Milton Bradley games. You know, Milton Bradley has been making games for more than 100 years. Games that the entire family can share and enjoy. For instance, there's Go to the Head of the Class, the very educational game with different degrees of difficulty so the whole family can play. Or Game of the States, We learn about our 50 states and their capitals and principal products. And then there's RACO, the exciting, fast-moving card game for every member of the family. Games that teach, games that the whole family can enjoy. That's the kind Milton Bradley has always made. That's why we had Milton Bradley games when my children were growing up. Believe me, I've known the Milton Bradley people for many years. So I know that games like Go to the Head of the Class, Game of the States, and RACO will give you and your family many hours of fun and pleasure.
The United Nations World Food Conference in Rome is entering its concluding phase. After a week of formal speeches, there are few indications of any radical action to eliminate famine and malnutrition, now affecting more than 500 million people around the world. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
From CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for a diminishing chance of rain tomorrow with considerable cloudiness tomorrow night and Wednesday. The highs in the upper 50s and lows in the upper 40s. In downtown Seattle, currently it's 51 degrees, the barometer steady at 30.08. And in sports briefly, Chuck Foreman ran 13 yards for one touchdown. Fran Tarkenton reached 11 yards for another second-half score. Rally the Minnesota Vikings to a 28-24 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. In a battle of the NFC division leaders, the Cards took a 17-14 halftime lead on two touchdown passes from quarterback Jim Hart and Jim Bakken's 46-yard field goal. The score again, Minnesota Vikings 28, St. Louis 24. And the time is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. She is an incredibly imposing figure, Queen Liliuokalani, last of a pure line of Polynesian royalty, save for the handsome son she faces, nearly eye level to eye level, although Danny Makahini is well over 6 feet. Always a woman of Amazonian proportions, middle age has blown her to gargantuan size and girth, and her anger and emotion is as monumental as the rest of her.
Marry a Haole? I'd as soon see you dead.
Oh, come on, Mother. It's the 20th century, and Hawaii is a state, not a monarchy.
The Polynesian and the American Indian are two of a kind. Two civilizations pirated, their lands raped and stolen, their countries plundered, and their people sold into virtual slavery.
You should be running for the Senate.
I should be making powder and cleaning my gun. For of all the Haoles on this island, the most repressive, imperialist, surrogate king is Carter Bradley. And my son will marry his daughter only over my dead body.
Mother, I've never seen you like this. You're always so reasonable.
You are betrothed to Taormina.
We haven't really seen each other for over 7 years. She's more like a little sister to me.
I know more than you do, my son. For all your doctor's knowledge, I beg you not to tempt fate. The gods have been angry enough for years, and my inner senses tell me what you plan will bring a great Auai down upon us. I see a raging disaster already set in being that no human being can stop.
Our mystery drama, Wave of Terror, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Paul Hecht and Carmen Matthews. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
What can you do to a family car to make it more than just roomy, comfortable, and utilitarian? Well, you could call it a Buick LeSabre, for starters. That'll get you the kinds of things you'd normally expect from a family car, plus some pretty uncommon family car traits. Like a level of exterior and interior elegance befitting a night on the town. The distinct formal roofline on the four-door hardtop La Sabre is highlighted by opera windows on either side. On the inside, you'll find comfortable cloth or vinyl seats, plush carpeting throughout, plus available options such as tilt steering wheel and automatic climate control air conditioning to turn ordinary errand running into motoring for pleasure. The 1975 Buick La Sabre. Consider it a family car as well as an instrument of pleasure. Buick's La Sabre. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Now one of television's and motion pictures' most popular stars, speaking from Hollywood, on the set for Your United Way.
This is Greg Morris. I think the thing that impressed me the most is the fact that we are getting mileage out of the dollars that we contribute to United Way. People are receiving professional care through United Way, which is the most economical way to give. You see, when you combine all of these agencies into one campaign, more of the dollars that you give actually go to the people who really need the money. Now, that makes no difference who you are, what color your skin is, what country your father came from. It's for all people. In our town, United Way is there when you need them. None of us is immune to the problems of alcoholism, mental health, kids mixed up with dope, crippled babies. So give your fair share. Thanks to you, it's working. The United Way.
When she mentioned disaster, Queen Liliuokalani could not have sensed the extent of the Holocaust, which was to change so many lives. For at the moment she spoke, out of some alluvial fault in the great Alaskan ridge, the earth boiled from its guts like a volcano, throwing up great mountains of lava, displacing trillions of tons of water that formed a great tidal wave, traveling unnoticed beneath the surface, rushing southward at a speed of up to 500 miles an hour towards the first landmass in its way, the islands of Hawaii. Two days earlier, Danny Makahini and Liz Bradley had gotten off the plane from the States at Hilo Airport. Danny, tall, nut brown, Liz, a blue-eyed, sun-bronzed, typical California girl, god and goddess with a special shine, the shine of love. But despite the message of their eyes and their faith and assurance, their homeland has brought them a cloud of uncertainty.
I'll manage somehow, Danny. Dad's tough, but I can usually break him down.
Yeah, so is Mother. I wish I felt as sure of her. She has a genius for getting her own way.
It's a habit of royalty, and we're both children of royalty. Only yours is for real.
So is yours. Mine is just tradition, but yours is force majeure. Mother is a queen by birth. Your father wears his crown by owning half of Hawaii. What makes me unhappy is that I can't bring you the kind of world you're used to, which is only one of the strikes against me as far as your father is concerned.
Now, don't start that bit again. So you're a Kanaka. I'm a Haole. So what? In this day and age.
Nothing stateside. Here in Hawaii...
What's the difference? We're the ones getting married. Supposing they don't give us their blessing. It's up to you and me, isn't it?
Oh, honey, of course, except... maybe I'm still part heathen after all. Without my mother and your father's blessing, I have a... Now, for all my liberal arts education and medical school, I still can't explain it with anything but a Hawaiian Polynesian word. I have a mea mea.
That's just plain superstition.
No, it's an uneasy feeling. But if it has an explanation, it goes away. Big difference. Welcome home.
Darling, we're borrowing trouble. Let's just go home and face up to our parents, and maybe there won't be anything.
I only want to make it as easy for them as it is for us. I love you.
And I love you. It's as simple as that. So just kiss me a short goodbye, you big worry wart.
When did I have to be asked? What is it?
Oh. First rift in the lute. Your ex-rival, Dr. Peter Hughes, is heading straight for us.
How'd he get through customs?
The Bradley name. The key that opens all doors. Funny Dad isn't with him.
He's probably too busy reigning.
What?
Isn't that what a king does all day?
Hello, Elizabeth. Danny.
Aloha, Pete. What's the matter with Dad?
Not a thing.
Then why isn't he here to meet me?
He got tied up in some business. Am I such a bad substitute?
Of course not.
I had the feeling I was something of a letdown. By the way, Danny, Queen Liliolani and that exquisite intended of yours, Taormina, are waiting for you outside.
Oh, I'd better make tracks. Mother doesn't like to be kept waiting.
And I'd better get Elizabeth into the helicopter. Mr. Bradley is a little impatient himself.
Will I be hearing from you tomorrow, Liz?
I hope tonight.
I didn't particularly know you knew Danny McAheeny.
Only since I went to college on the mainland.
You seem to have made up for lost time.
What does that mean?
I'm not blind. I saw that. I was going to say farewell kiss, but I don't think that quite characterizes it. However...
Pete, I don't want to talk about Danny right now. I want to talk about what you're avoiding. What is it about Dan?
You're quite right. It's a subject I wish I could avoid.
He's sick. What's the matter? Is it his heart?
No, it isn't anything necessarily fatal for a long time, but...
But what?
Well, I would give anything not to be a doctor, or have been one these past few months, because I have known that that magnificent body was letting him down. It's only a shell now.
What do you mean?
Don't let him know I told you, but it can't be hidden much longer. Your father has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, my God. Does that mean he's going to die?
With care, what medication we know has some results. Under normal conditions, no. But there are plenty of symptoms, none of which your father is going to be able to bear.
What symptoms?
In your father's case, mostly muscular. Trembling of the hands, dropping things unconsciously. A rigidity which will inevitably cut down on his normally superactive lifestyle. A marked decrease in his muscular control.
Oh, no. Oh, that can't happen to Dad. What can we do to help?
Some drugs, a fortunate remission in the disease sometimes. Most of all, trying to avoid emotional excitement and fatigue.
Welcome home.
I had to tell you. Especially since...
Why stop now?
Well, I love you, Elizabeth. I'm too old for you, but just the same, I know you're in love with Danny McAheeny. Did you want to tell your father so? And... trying very hard to be as objective as a doctor ought to be. I don't know what any of our futures are destined to be, but I do know that your father's life, not necessarily death, but his life, is probably in your hands at this moment and from here on in.
What's the matter? Don't like me anymore?
I love you, Tal.
Oh,
as a little sister. I always have, and I always will.
But you know meaning of luau tonight.
Yes, Taormina, and I am ashamed.
Please. I know you want to marry a holy girl.
I can't help myself, little sister. I love her.
The queen will never allow you.
I need Carter Bradley's consent more than I do my own mother's.
And if you do not get it?
And to hell with the past. We will buy our own future. And nothing... and no one can stop us.
Elizabeth!
Daddy!
You can't know how good it is to see you. By damn, you're more beautiful than ever, and you look just like your mother.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm stealing a page from Pete's book, but I think I deserve it because you look so like Beth did when I married her. I'm going to carry you over the threshold back home again.
Dad, you shouldn't.
Why not?
Well, I'm not such a little girl anymore.
Oh, nonsense. Light as a feather, which is just what you are. The proudest feather I wear in my cap. Damn, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Did I spill?
No, Dad.
I I came a cropper off a new stallion I've been breaking in. My arm's a bit stiff.
You all right?
Oh, now you're home. Oh, I have a few bruises here and there, but I can shake them off the moment I see you and Pete happily married. Now you're graduated, let's make it soon.
Oh, now give the girl a chance to catch her breath, C.B.
If I were you, I wouldn't grab her while you can.
Only when Liz wants me.
Now don't tell me I said something out of line. Typical of me trying to rush things. And this damn hand is bothering me tonight. We can talk it all out tomorrow. Oh, I can't tell you how good it is to have you home in Waialua again, sweetheart.
I've been waiting to get back myself.
It's a cold old house without your mother. You're my one hope for Waialua's future and her boys. A lot of responsibility to put on a daughter's shoulders. But since I have no son left, I know you won't fail me.
So this is where you've been hiding out, young lovers. Danny, you should not have stolen Taormina away from the feast.
I was the one to need to speak to Danny alone.
Thanks, Tao, but I can't speak for myself.
There are too many words in the world. Let us just thank the gods for what little we have. We are a dying race, my son, but still a proud one. You and Tao can keep us alive. And I thank Oro and Tane and Taora that the moment is almost here.
Almost here?
You are a doctor now. Now, the wedding ceremony need wait no longer. I have set it for the full moon, the night after tomorrow.
Mother, Taormina and I will not be wed.
Tao, is this your wish?
No, but I...
Don't stammer, girl. Answer me.
I will answer you, Mother. I love Tao as a little sister. But I will marry Elizabeth Bradley.
The daughter of Carter Bradley, the Haole?
Yes, Mother.
Never.
I'm sorry, I must. We are in love.
He won't let you.
How can he stop us?
Then I will. If I have to call on all the ancient gods...
Oh, please, Mother, I no longer believe in magic, Alui, or any superstitious curse that could harm me or Liz.
No curse. Or any magic to harm the girl. I have no power for that or second sight. But I tell you this. If you marry this Haole girl, if you tie your life to Carter Bradley's daughter, you end my life. My death will be on your head and hers. I can smell it in the wind. If you insist, in the words of the missionary, you will reap the whirlwind.
Queen Liliuolani could have had no specific foreknowledge of the Holocaust in store. Carter Bradley, absolute monarch, whose magnificent physique is betraying him, and whose weakness will lead him back to old sins. None of our characters can yet know the cataclysm of nature which is to affect their lives. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Some beer drinkers have funny ideas about beer. They think beer improves with age, like wine. We'll find a brewmaster, though. You'll find a beer drinker who knows better. The Budweiser brewmaster says it all depends on how beer is aged. Just letting beer sit in lagering tanks makes it older, not necessarily better. That even goes for keeping a case around the house for a couple of months. But there is one kind of aging that's good for beer. The Budweiser kind. Beechwood aging. In this kind of aging, something happens. It lets all the flavor of the choicest hops and best barley malt that go into Budweiser get through to you. Sure, it takes more time and trouble to brew Budweiser that way, but brewing beer right does make a difference. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Tell me, Madame Xanadu, can you really tell me anything about my future?
If you concentrate and gaze with me into the crystal ball. Ah, yes, it is beginning to clear. I can almost see.
Oh, tell me what you see, Madame Xanadu.
I see that you are coming into some money.
I am?
Yes, and you will continue to receive even more.
Oh, how much money will I get, Madame Xanadu?
You will receive $4.20.
$4.20?
Yes, every payday, because you will lower the amount of federal income tax you now have withheld from your pay.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what else do you see in that ball?
I see you filling out a new W-4 form so that you can begin receiving your windfall.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
The great shelf of sub-ocean land that lies off the Aleutian chain of islands is still intact. It is some 48 hours still before the Titanic undersea explosion will rend it asunder and create a wave that will rise towering to 90 feet, 20 to 30 feet above the great mansion at Wailua, which spreads along the coral cliffs looking northward to the vast Pacific and the coming terror. On the lanai, facing away from the ocean, Carter is just finishing breakfast as Liz joins him.
Well, now it seems more like home again. Morning, Elizabeth, dear.
Morning, Dad.
You know, I've been sitting here snorting, as impatient as the old war horse I am. But I couldn't wait. I've finished breakfast. I'll ring for yours.
No, Dad, please.
What's the matter, Princess? You don't feel well?
I wish you wouldn't call me that.
What?
Princess.
Well, it's my old name for you, what I always called you. You don't feel well.
I'm tired, Dad. Long trip, change in time.
Well, you should have slept longer. How about some coffee?
No, thanks.
Juice?
Nothing for the moment. We have things to talk about.
Well, of course we have, but I sort of thought we'd keep that for lunch, huh? And Pete will be here, and don't you think he ought to be part of it?
No, Dad, I don't.
Oh, I don't think that's so fair, Princess. All right, if you prefer it, Lisbeth. Why I can't use the old name?
It doesn't fit me, Dad. It's not what I am.
On these islands, and particularly this one, it's what you are, at the very least. If we were to ride to Mauna Kea, way up to the top, you could turn and look north, east, west, and south, and every bit of land you saw would be yours. Or will be someday.
Are you so sure, Dad?
I own it. It's mine. Along with a few other things. When I'm gone, whose else would it be except yours? And Pete's?
I don't really know. I'm not sure it's that important to me. What would happen if I didn't marry Pete?
Didn't? What are you talking about?
Would the Bradley Ranch still be mine? And all that goes with it, if I didn't?
Who else would you marry?
I didn't expect you up so early, my son. After the long trip and the luau.
It was a perfect morning for surfing. When the sun rose, I saw those easy rolling four-footers, and I grabbed my board and took off.
Happy to be home again, in your own land.
Yes, in a sense. Cutting across those waves out there gave me back not only my sense of balance, but just my own plain good sense.
I'm happy to hear that. Then today, we don't quarrel.
That's up to you. My doubts are all gone.
I would hope that you tell me you are talking about Taormina.
Yes, in part.
Yes, you will marry her.
Mother, listen to me. I know your pride in race, in bloodline, your struggle to make sure that it won't die. But when I left Hawaii to go to UCLA, I was 18. Tao was 10, 11 years old. We made the promises, we took the vows, but Tao was too young to know what was involved. I believed then, as you do still, that our heritage and our race must be preserved, but I don't any longer.
You are a Polynesian prince.
No, I am a citizen of the world, Mother. A doctor. Race, creed, color, nationalism, nothing matters to me but that the human body is one and the same thing. The body made strong or weak by exercise and usage, the brain the same, by education or lack of it.
So you will not marry Taormina?
No.
You think Carter Bradley will share your views, accept you as his son-in-law?
I don't know. I'll find that out today.
But if he doesn't?
We are both of age, Mother. He can't stop us.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. And what about me?
I want you to meet Liz, Mother. I think you'll change your mind.
I will meet her. But I shall not change my mind. And what will you do then?
Meet her first, before we come to that decision.
When?
Look, I'll take the jeep into town and call her. Then I'll drive to Waialua, get her, and bring her back.
You're wasting your time.
I hope not. Because I love you. And I want you to love her, too. I'll be back by mid-afternoon.
Great Tane, help me. Help me make my son see that our race, shamed and despoiled and dying out, must have new life bred into it. Only Makahini and Taormina can do it. She is a princess in her own right. Help me, Tane, help me. Or the smell of doom that comes to me on the wind from the north will come to pass.
Stable King here and rub him down good. I rode him hard this morning. Ah, hey, Pete.
Morning, CB.
I'm hungry as a bull. Is lunch ready?
Yes. There's a nice breeze off the water, so Chung Lee set the two of us up on the front lanai.
Two of us? Why, is Lisbeth still sick? Well, come, let's go through the house. I have to wash up anyway. Where is she? Upstairs?
No, she left quite a bit before I got here. What do you mean, sick?
Oh, she was feeling a little off her feet at breakfast. Left to go where?
Oh, Danny Makahini came by and picked her up. Liz says she'd be back in the late afternoon.
Danny Makahini? Queen Liliuokalani, son?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was at medical school on the mainland.
He was. He's graduated. He came back on the same plane with Liz yesterday.
Didn't even know she knew him. But I don't like this about Elizabeth. Is it serious?
In its own way. I was going to let her tell you herself. But maybe as your doctor, it's better if I do it instead.
Well, come on, man. Come on, come on. Get it out. What is it?
Well, let's sit down for a minute. I want to remind you of your condition and that flying off the handle and losing your temper is the worst thing you can do.
Oh, you pill peddlers. You're all prophets of doom.
Well, if you take the pills I provide, you might put yours off a good deal
all
longer.
Right,
now, sit down.
All right, but don't try to change the subject. I want to know why Elizabeth went chasing off with Makahini. Did they go surfing?
Not exactly.
Damn my eyebrows. You're a common off lover, Pete. Your fiancé goes herring off with another man her first day back home, even if he is just a Kanaka beach boy, and you just let her go.
First, she left before I got here. Second, he is not a Kanaka beach boy. He's a colleague of mine, a doctor of medicine. And lastly, Elizabeth is not my fiancé anymore.
What? How do you know? Where did you find that out?
Yesterday, when I brought her home.
You turned my daughter down?
No, I should have, really, in the first place. I'm far too old for her.
Oh, rubbish.
Well, I'm not marrying her, CB.
And you're not fooling me one bit, Pete. You're still as much in love with Elizabeth as you've always been. I smell a rat, and I'll bet it's Makahini. Is that it? Is that it? Where did they go?
To see the Queen. I imagine to ask her blessing.
To get married? My daughter and a beach boy?
Now, stop talking about Danny like that. And don't get all worked up. It's bad for you.
Oh, I won't get worked up. First of all, because it's just not going to happen. There'll be no marriage between them, because if she doesn't stop it, I will. By God, if he as much as dares...
It's all right, CB. Now, just take it easy. It's only a temporary attack, CB. But this time, you are going to take one of my pills.
I'm sorry, my dear. You're a lovely girl. And I can hardly blame Danny. But marriage between you is quite impossible.
Mother,
I haven't finished. There are reasons beyond reasons why it can never be. Your blood is not our blood. Danny is already betrothed to Princess Tower Mina. The gods are already angered and cannot be angered anymore.
For God's sakes, Mother, it's the 20th century. And you are as intelligent and well-read and educated as any woman I know. Stop acting like some old ignorant witch.
I am acting as I must, because within me are ancient chords which sing of death and certain doom for two people.
Queen Liliolani, I respect your point of view.
Do you respect your father's?
Yes, but I will give you the same answer as I would give him. I love Danny. I'm over 20. Danny is 25. There is no way either of you can stop us. I'd rather it wouldn't be like that. But Danny and I have agreed.
She's quite right, Mother. We'd give anything to have both you and Mr. Bradley with us, but if you're not...
I cannot give my consent. I can only warn you, if you persist, it will end in death and disaster. I have nothing more to say. I am going to pray for all of us.
Well, Liz, we're almost all the way home, and we still haven't decided just how we're going to go about it.
I know, Danny. It's just... I don't think we can rush it. Not right now, because of Dad.
If you want to back out, I'm not holding you to anything.
Oh, darling. Darling, don't do that.
Honey, I hate to get long-winded or go chucking my medical knowledge around, but Parkinson's... I mean, it can and almost always is a long, long process.
He's going to need me. I mean, really need me for the first time in his life.
It's a life that could last another 20 years. Are you asking me to wait that long?
No. No. Because there are other... Oh, Danny, I'm so tired, and I just can't think. And we're home. Give me till tomorrow, at least.
Sure, sure. Of course, darling. It's only, well, I'm under some pressures of my own, and if I can't have you, well, I won't break my mother's heart or Tao's, and tomorrow night is their night.
I'll talk to Dad tonight. If I can't convince him, we'll be on our own.
Why not let me do it? I'm the one seeking your hand, if not your fortune. I mean, it's up to me.
All right, if you...
What is it?
Pete. He looks as if...
Hello, Danny. Elizabeth.
Hi. Where's Dad?
Inside. But, Danny, Liz, if either of you want to talk to him about you, as a doctor, I'd say now isn't the time.
What happened?
I made a judgment. I thought maybe I'd better tell him about you, too. Did Liz tell you about
this? Yeah. Did anything serious happen?
No, Danny. MD to MD, you know how it can go.
Yeah.
He got a bit emotional and suffered some speech impairment.
Uh-huh.
He's all right now, but I wouldn't advise any further.
Yeah, quite right. I'd better duck out fast before he sees me. I'll be in touch tomorrow morning, Liz. Keep your chin up, eh?
Mm-hmm.
No real worries about your dad. Right, Doctor?
Right.
Just us.
This, too, shall pass. I love you. Till tomorrow.
Me, too. And forever.
That, too. Aloha.
You sure Dad's all right?
If we can keep off a certain subject, sure.
I don't want... I can't do any more talking about... Oh, Pete, help me quick.
What is it?
Just something that nobody but me knows about. Yet. I wonder if anyone else will. Ever.
What new factor could enter a hoped-for marriage which already appears to have everything against it? And what is the meaning of Liz's cryptic statement, expressing a knowledge that only she has and no one else may ever know? Is it the same knowledge that Queen Liliuokalani talks of as buried in the past? And if she too knows that ancient gods are to extract penance for buried sins, who are the two that are doomed? or are more to die in the dreadful natural phenomenon that is at last about to be unleashed 3,000 miles away. I'll return shortly with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today. Who will live to inherit all we've done? Who will pay? Who will give love and share it? The children of today.
Child. For information, write Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York.
At exactly 8:42 the following morning on the island of Hawaii, two final ultimatums were issued by two irate parents. One of them by Queen Liliuolani to her son.
The gods have been angry enough for years. My inner voices tell me what you plan will bring a great Aue upon us. I see a raging disaster will be set in being that no human being can stop.
And Carter Bradley to his daughter the next morning, completely recovered through rest and medication for the moment.
Let's get one thing straight, Princess, and don't interrupt me. I use the old name deliberately. On this island, you, we, are the royalty. And I'm warning you one thing right now. Go near that Makahini Kanaka again, or let him come near you and I'll shoot him down like a dog. I mean that, Princess, as God is my witness. No one or nothing can stop me from doing as I want on this island.
Whether it was sheer coincidence, or whether gods, ancient or contemporary, took offense, this was the moment the Titanic explosion occurred, hurling trillions upon trillions of tons of water at breakneck speed above the ocean bed. Within 6 hours, it would hit the north shore of the island of Hawaii head on. Whether guided by sheer accident or supernatural design, the devastation it would leave in its wake would be, to say the least, supernatural.
You can't be serious.
Oh, but I am.
You couldn't do this to me.
I'm doing it for you.
But I love Danny.
Childish romance. If you don't marry Peek, I'll leave everything to him.
I don't need anything. Danny can support me. I can work.
You'll never marry him.
Why are you so set against him?
It should be obvious enough.
Nobody could be that prejudiced, that bigoted.
To make sure if he comes near here or you again, I will shoot him on sight.
Dr. Hughes?
Pete, it's Dad. He's had some sort of attack or something.
All right, Liz, just slow down. Now tell me what happened. And don't worry, there's no danger.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be incoherent, but it was just awful to see him and listen to him just spluttering and talking all sorts of nonsense.
I gave him some medication. Did he take it?
Yes. He's gone upstairs to take it. What is it, Pete?
It's part of his illness. The speech impairment is one of the symptoms. Excitement aggravates them. I'll be right out. And let's see if we can figure what to do. I've given him a sedative that'll keep him quiet for a couple of hours. Problem one out of the way, temporarily. Now for problem two. You.
There isn't any problem about me. I've got to tell Danny we're through. I can't marry Danny.
And what about the child?
The child? You know?
Yes.
But how? When I'm not even sure myself.
When I gave you the sedative yesterday, I took some blood. There's no doubt about it, Liz. You're pregnant.
Oh, Lord. Now what am I going to do?
You're going to get in the car with me and drive to Tupapahu. If anything can change Queen Liliuokalani's mind, it's the child.
So you are already carrying Danny's child? And you think that will alter things?
I'm the one who hoped it would.
I won't give up Danny's baby. That's one part of him no one can take from me.
You have courage, little Auli. More courage than I had.
I wouldn't say that. You know what a difference there is. Danny would want his child. Call him. Get him here and ask him.
I can't.
Why not?
He left an hour ago for Waialua. I'm surprised you didn't pass him.
He must have taken the jeep over the back road. That's too rough for a car.
For Waialua? Pete, we've got to stop him somehow, catch up with him.
It's too late for that.
But if he's gone to Waialua and if Father sees him, he'll kill him.
What is all this?
My father, Queen Liliuokalani. He's promised to shoot Danny on sight. Oh, please, please, can't you help us somehow?
Why should I?
It could be your son's life.
And now, I am made responsible again for another life, another son. How history repeats itself. But it won't again. It's past time for retribution, and the gods are coming to claim it.
What do you mean?
The Mayha is upon us. I can feel the ripples of it in my soul, the lift of it like a wave. I will call Brad.
Brad?
Your father. Once, he meant everything to me that Danny means to you.
At the moment the Queen lifted the phone, a tanker plowing across the North Pacific lifted ever so slightly on a 5-inch surface swell. That was the only sign of the gargantuan tsunami, the dreadful tidal wave which swept by at the speed of sound, hurtling toward the north shore of Hawaii. There, its monstrous energy would pile up the waters to a height of over 80 feet, driving inland till its force was spent, to be sucked back with such diabolic speed that it would carry away everything in its path.
Yes?
Brad. It's Lil.
Lil? For Pete's sake. Why, how many years?
12, 13.
You sound just the same.
I don't look it. How are you, Bran?
Oh, I don't know, Lil. I'm not the man I once was.
You'll never change. Certainly not for me. I want to ask you one favor.
Lil, if it's about our children,
Bran,
I...
have I ever asked one from you before?
Oh, Lord knows you haven't.
It's a matter of life or death. Will you meet me at the grotto?
If you ask me, how can I refuse?
If we both leave this minute, we should arrive in about an hour and a half.
All right, there. It'll be good to see you again.
If you shut your eyes to what I have become, at least it's dark. I'll see you at the grotto. After your mother died, Elizabeth, we were lovers. your father and I. I carried a child of his in my womb. But we were ridden with pride of race, each for his own, and it drove us apart. We could never be married.
And the child?
Well, I thought it was not meant for me to bear a child of mixed race. I said goodbye to your father, and there, in that grotto, in our temple of love, I aborted and destroyed our child. I offended the gods. Listen to me, little Aoli princess. You will have your father's blessing as you have mine. Remember that. Love my boy. Take care of him. Bear his child. Then Ta'aurora will be with us again. Say goodbye to Danny for me. I cannot urge any longer, Brad. I thought if I at last was willing to accept commingled blood in a child of our families...
I can't help myself, Lil. I am as I am. I cannot accept any child of my daughter's with mixed blood.
And so you want to kill my boy?
Not if he stays away from Elizabeth.
And the child?
Well, that can be taken care of.
You will stop the children? Make history repeat a terrible mistake? Us all over again?
Lil, I cannot change.
You are changed already. Look at your hands, shaking now like leaves in the wind.
It's a different matter. I have Parkinson's disease. I told you you'd find a different man.
Not the difference I would have wanted.
Wait a minute. Shh, quiet. Come outside, Lil, quick.
What is it, Brad?
Kind. My God, look at it. It's a half a mile below normal. The fish left gasping on the rocks. A tidal bore is on the way, and a big one.
I know. Ta'aurora has been telling me all morning. I could smell the anger of the gods. It's why I called you here.
To die?
Dead, we cannot stay in the children's way.
Well, there's still king. And the horse we both might...
This gross old woman. Even at your best, you couldn't hoist me on his back. Even with you alone on his back, it's too late. But I have no right. No, try, Brad. Try, if you can.
Home, King, home. Run like a wind, boy.
You're staying.
We've both been legends in our time, Lil. We wouldn't want to outlive our glory.
I shouldn't have done this to you.
No. I'm burned out, Lil. Thanks for making me realize that I hadn't much further to go. I only wish I'd been able to tell Princess... I mean, Elizabeth... that at the last she had my blessing and my love.
She knows she has both. Oh,
my love, yes, but the other, how could she ever know?
I told her so before I left her.
How could you?
Because I knew what I was going to do. And I know you, Brad. Oh, I know you. If ever any woman knew a man.
Oh, Lil, what a fool I was. We both were. But how good to have you back at last.
Tsunami, it's coming at last.
Are you afraid, Lil?
No, I'm going home. Back to where my roots are. In the sea, to the south. Ta'aurora. The sea god will guide me safe. And you, Brad.
I go with you as I should have all those years ago.
But you, you're shaking.
That's what the wave will free me from. The shame of being less than a man. It's all right, Lou. It's as it should be. We couldn't have each other in life. We'll stand together forever in death.
The inexorable incoming march of the water did little damage compared to the outgoing surge, which sucked
everything into and away with it, like some colossal, unimaginable vacuum cleaner. It left the beach and the inlet stripped clean and swept Wailua away like so many matchsticks. As far as the eye could see across that northern shore of Hawaii where the wave struck, and as far as the wave penetrated, not a living thing was left. I'll be back shortly.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
I'm going to rent this apartment, but now the landlord wants a deposit equal to 2 months' rent to cover damage. I wonder if there's anything I should do to protect myself.
There certainly is, Lou.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Deposits are usual, but before you move into that apartment, go through it thoroughly and list any and all damage. Prepare this list in duplicate and have your landlord sign both copies. And before you sign that lease, find out what sort of repairs you will be responsible for and which are to be paid for by the landlord.
Then when you move, this list helps you to solve the mystery of who's to pay for what, right?
Right.
Danny and Liz were married very quietly. There was no formal funeral either for Queen Liliuokalani or Carter Bradley. Only a memorial service. Two dynasties were finished, ended, and melded in the two young people who never took their loving eyes from each other during the simple wedding service. The close was an exchange between bride and groom in Hawaiian. Aloha. Aloha means hello. Aloha means goodbye. But most of all, it means I love you. For this, after all the terror and Holocaust, turns out to be just that, a love story. Our cast included Paul Hecht, Carmen Matthews, Suzanne Grossman, Gordon Gould, Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I'll always remember how she looked. She was almost pretty when she had that shy smile on her face. But would it be murder? If all I did was help her to kill herself? She had this insane affinity for a lethally poisonous snake. Sooner or later, she would release him from his cage in the mad delusion that he was her dear friend. Would it be murder? No, it isn't murder. Look at him. This enormous monster coiled in his cage, sleeping. No one had seen me enter this house of crawling, murderous creatures. Here on the side is the latch.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
CBS News is next on KIXI AM and FM in Seattle. And the weather outlook, calling for diminishing chance of rain tomorrow with considerable cloudiness tomorrow night and Wednesday. The highs in the upper 50s and lows in the upper 40s. In downtown Seattle, currently a temperature of 50 degrees, KIXI time, now 11 p.m.
CBS News, a nationwide coal strike is now underway. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. 120,000 members of the United Mine Workers went out on strike at 1 minute past midnight after their current contract expired. UMW President Arnold Miller said that the miners, quote, would not be bludgeoned into accepting an inadequate contract because of public pressure. Labor Secretary Peter Brennan indicated Monday night that the government would not invoke the Taft-Hartley Act, which would send the miners back to work, until the union had the opportunity to vote on a proposed settlement. Contract talks are scheduled to resume in the morning. They went on yesterday until an hour before the strike. Miller says he was disappointed that more progress was not being made. A settlement is not expected until later this week at the earliest. Miller has indicated that grievance procedures and safety issues are the remaining stumbling blocks to settlement. More news in a minute.
Now you can get 90,000 yen off the sticker price of Subaru.
What's 90,000 yen?
While the average price of old Gremlins, Vegas, and Pintos just went up more than $200, the average price of old Subarus just went down 90,000 yen.
What's 90,000 yen?
America has already learned to love the economy of Japanese cars, and Subaru is the culmination of Japanese technology, a classic combination of Eastern economy and Western luxury. And when Subaru strips down the price, they don't strip a single thing off the car. You still get tinted glass all around, push-button radio, styled wheel covers, fully reclining vinyl bucket seats, a peppy engine that gets you around 27 miles to a gallon on regular, plus revolutionary front-wheel drive. And now, when nobody seems to be able to buck the tide of inflation, Subaru is actually doing a backstroke, a 90,000 yen backstroke. And we promised President Ford to hold that price until at least December 10th.
What's 90,000 yen?
300 bucks.
I didn't know that.
The man President Ford nominated to head the Federal Energy Administration has withdrawn his name from consideration. Andrew Gibson's nomination had come in for some congressional criticism after it was learned that he will be receiving a total of $1 million in severance payments over a 10-year period from an oil transport company. Gibson was president of that company until 6 months ago. CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint has more on the story.
Gibson's letter of withdrawal is at the White House and will be accepted by President Ford. The formal request that the president withdraw his name was submitted by Gibson after a series of meetings here on how to solve the apparent conflict of interest problem. The solution, according to high administration sources, is as follows. Gibson has written a letter to President Ford apologizing to the president for having caused him embarrassment over the appointment to head the FEA. At the same time, Gibson will point out that he has done nothing illegal and would like to serve the Ford administration in some capacity. President Ford will reply in an answering letter that he appreciates Gibson's position and accepts the withdrawal of his name. However, these sources say the president intends to appoint Gibson to some other high administration post. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
The Associated Press reports that a White House spokesman said Monday that the Ford administration had known before Gibson was nominated that he had had a severance agreement with the company, but that the White House had not known how much money was involved. More in a minute.
The French call it an apéritif. In America, it's the appetizer you drink. Either way, Dubonnet goes before.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet. To drink before a meal by day or night. It helps to whet your appetite. Before, yeah, before. It's the time before for Dubonnet.
Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. And whether you call it an apéritif or an appetizer, the proper time to drink it is before. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's the wine you drink to whet your appetite. Dubonnet Before, made to make what comes after that much better.
Before, yeah, before. the time to fall for Dubonnet.
A product of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
A meeting of foreign ministers of the Organization of American States continues in Quito, Ecuador, but the main topic of debate may never reach a formal vote. Frank Menitzis reports.
Closed-door sessions between Latin American foreign ministers and Deputy Secretary of State Robert Ingersoll failed to produce an acceptable compromise to end the economic and diplomatic blockade of Cuba. 13 votes were assured on two early proposals, but the United States said it would abstain, tantamount to a no vote because a two-thirds majority vote is needed. A yes vote by the United States would have meant approval. Chile, Uruguay, and Paraguay are the only countries committed to voting against any proposal. But efforts are to continue throughout the night, seeking what many feel will be a way to strengthen the OAS, once again threatened because of the blockade of Cuba. Frank Menitzis for CBS News, Quito, Ecuador.
Officials in Tokyo say a Japanese tanker was off its prescribed course Saturday when it collided with a Liberian freighter in Tokyo Bay. 21 crew members were killed and 12 are still reported missing. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time is 6 minutes past 11.